Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor Austin Schuler helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor Austin with the message.
Hey, come on, everybody, every location today. Come on, can we give Jesus our best this morning? I know it's time change weekend, but you look like you got your sleep. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you look good today. Look at your other neighbor and say, they need a Tic Tac. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, go ahead and be seated. So glad that you're in the house today. Hey, listen, before we jump into the message, there's something big around the corner, and it's this little thing called Easter. Come on, anybody excited about Easter? What I love about Easter is this, is 90% of people ask to come to church on Christmas and Easter, come to church. And so what that means is I want to encourage you to invite your friends and family this Easter, this resurrection weekend, and it's just around the corner. But not just that, we've made it so easy. Because sometimes you're like, well, how do I invite my friends? How do I invite my family? What do I say? Well, our team's put something together. I know they're going to put a video behind me. But we've made it so easy. You can go to faithchurch.com/Easter. All you have to do is scroll down, and there's a section that says, share the good news. And you click text a friend. And then your messaging app will open up. There's actually a pre-written invite. You just put their name or contact in, and then you just press send. It's super easy. All you have to do is go, click, and send. Sound good? Yeah. So I want to encourage you, maybe do it today, maybe do it now, maybe do it later this week. But whatever you do, I want to encourage you, if you have a short of words of what do I say, the team has put it together for you. So come on, one more time. Can we give it up for the team for this? Man, I love inviting people to church. We got to get people in, and it's going to be an incredible weekend. But hey, listen here. This is going to be an awesome weekend. I have a message for you, and if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down because I really believe this is for somebody. Have you ever asked the question, where do I fit? What is my purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with this influence God has given me? How do I use the grace and favor I've been praying for and I'm seeming to find in my business and in my finance and in relationships? How do I utilize this for the good of the church? How do I use this to leverage for God's house? Or maybe you're asking yourself today at every location, well, just where do I fit in general? Like, I feel like this is my first time to church. Is this where I fit, or do I fit somewhere else? And maybe you're at Sunset, or maybe you're at Earth City today, and you walked into those big campuses, and all of a sudden you can walk in and go, wow, there's a lot of people. Do I even fit here? Or maybe you went into Weldon Spring or Ferguson, or maybe you walked into RPC, and you're like, hey, this is more intimate. I feel like I can really plug in. Can I tell you, we never set out to build a big church. We set out to build a church of connectivity, of people saying, hey, we're all sinners saved by grace. This is a place where you fit, your family fits, and where you can make a difference. But so many times, man, life doesn't feel that way. You know, the other day before I took my son Liam to school, he's 3 years old, and man, he's a lot of fun, especially in the morning. He actually woke me up today. I'm like, time change weekend. My prayer last night was, Lord, let him sleep. Amen. But he woke up at 5 a.m. I said, this has to be the devil. And he got me out of bed, and he was like, Dad, I love you. But every morning he and I wake up, and one day before I took him to school, he wanted to put his dinosaur puzzle together. It's a really big puzzle. We spread it out. I'm thinking, it'll just take a few minutes, Joby. But next thing I know, it was like 20 minutes later. I'm like, yo, we gotta go to school. We're missing some pieces. And I'm like, hey, we just gotta go. And he's like, Dad, it's not complete. We're missing some pieces. Has life ever felt that way? Yeah. Feels incomplete. Like there's a gap, something's missing. Like, hey, I don't completely feel fulfilled. Again, asking the question, where do I fit? And maybe that's caused by the lack of community. Maybe a lack of connection. Maybe a lack of fulfillment. Like, is what I'm doing during the week really fulfilling me? And may I challenge that to say, maybe what you're doing during the week is one of the ministry aspects of what you're called to do in marketplace ministry, but you then need to be in the house of God where you feel fulfilled through a five-letter word. I want you to write it down. It's a simple word. You may already know the word, but the five-letter word is this, S-E-R-V-E, serve. Amen. Because when we're serving, we get to plug into the heartbeat of the world, which is the local church. But this is where you fit. Well, where do I fit? You fit right here. You fit at every location today. You fit right there online where someone shared it on Facebook or YouTube and you're like, man, I've needed some encouragement. Is this really for me? I'm already serving. Don't turn me or tune me out just yet, because I'm telling you that we're never more like Jesus unless we're serving. If you're saying, God, move in me, open door in 24. God, I know you can bless me beyond measure. Oh, you want me to do something in your church? No, I'm good. But can you bless me here? And I think so many times this could be our missing piece. And can I encourage somebody today in our dream team that's been serving every week, every day? They got up today. They set environments today. They got the parking ready, the air conditioning, the sound, the video. Come on, can we give it up for our dream team today? But an environment was set. But if you say, wow, man, I come to church, I'm good. No, no, no. What if you're the missing piece to someone else? Amen. Ever thought about it that way? Yeah. You know, when you came in every location today, you got a puzzle piece. And that puzzle piece is actually really unique, because something I didn't know until last night is we accidentally bought puzzle pieces that are universal. And it means that every piece connects to every piece in the puzzle. And that every single one of us, I believe it's significant that we all have a play and all have a place in this puzzle. And when not all the pieces are together, come on, is anybody going with me today on a Sunday morning? That when all the pieces aren't in play, it's an incomplete picture of the church of Jesus Christ. And if you are missing, well, my part is small. No part is too small to play in life change. No part is too small to understand that, hey, I've been served, now it's my time to serve. That's right. Not only that, but being connected can have impact in many ways. It can impact our friends. It can impact our families. But specifically, it can impact our kids. Yes. One of the biggest joys of my life was when my three-year-old the other day prayed over dinner. I thought, wow, we're not doing a lot of things right. We must be doing something okay, because when my son started praying, I thought, wow, we have him plugged in the right place, in the right church, and whatever they're doing over there today in Tots. I'm telling you, anybody who's got a kid in Tots or anybody who's got a kid in Faith Kids today, when you leave here and go pick your kid up, you just need to tell all the dream team, thank you, thank you, thank you. We should get so many thank yous. The dream team goes, what did he preach on today? Because we got so many, we don't even understand it. But can you imagine if they weren't teaching our kids to build a foundation, to understand that this is the rock on which God will build his church? But it all stems from somebody serving, knowing their purpose. We have 7 church core values, and one of them is simply this: serving. Use your life to change a life. Our team says this: if the team works, anybody know? The dream works. That's why we call it the Dream Team, because we have a team of volunteers who serve faithfully and passionately to help people, because they were once served, now they're serving others. Maybe that's through your time, maybe that's through your talent, and I know the Kingdom Builders today, it's all through your finance. And as we help fund the vision of the church and we get behind the vision, we can help speed up the vision to reach more people. Makes me excited about Fairview Heights and Lake Worth. Come on, anybody excited about planting 2 churches? But many of us, you walked into a location today and you're a leader. Wow, man. Ah, man, I've been told my whole life I'm not much. No, I want to tell you today, you're a leader. Oh, who am I leading? You're leading yourself. It starts with leading yourself, then you can lead another. But today you woke up, you probably brushed your teeth. If you didn't, keep your mouth shut, all right? That's a blessing to all of us. Whew, I felt the Holy Spirit. No, it was the breath 3 rows down. No. You brushed your teeth, you took a shower, you got ready. Everybody's clothed today as far as I can tell. You led yourself. Nobody told you, here's what you got to do. You did it. Now take the next step, because leaders understand we must serve. Yeah. Matthew 20:28, it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for few. No. What does that say? For many. That means it's not just for you and I. It means we need to pull some people alongside us. So I want to talk to Dream Team today. People who are already plugged in, leading groups, serving on a team. If you are serving alone, you're serving wrong. Because we are called to pull people in to do this together. You know, when I think about a puzzle, I think about these puzzle pieces. That if you take this piece out, what I love is that it has multiple notches, not only to where it can fit, but once it's in place, it creates a space for another to get connected. And I think for many of us, you're thinking, man, if I don't get connected, it's okay. Someone else will do it. But what you're doing is you're actually leaving a void in the body of Christ that God's like, hey, I have a plan and a purpose for your life. But if you would just plug in, that not only do you need it, someone else needs you. And when we plug in, we're actually creating a space for people to come together. And we know that greatness is really just service and that we're stronger together. Everybody say, we're stronger, together. Say it again. Say, we're stronger, together. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. I want to give you four truths about serving. Four truths about serving. Number one, leaders develop. Or another way, they build others. If you own a business, if you run a business, and if you're in management, or if you're just a parent, you're building leaders, you're building kids, you're helping them develop morals and understanding and what to do and what decisions and how to make decisions. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Number two is this, serving is more about giving than getting, but by giving, you end up getting. What? Say it again. Serving is more about giving than getting, but by giving, you end up giving. Here's what the scripture says. Luke 6:38, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Not just a little bit. When we're sowing of our time, our talent, and our treasure, those things that have gone forth are actually seeds of a harvest we can call in. Oh, somebody missed it right there. I'm telling you, oh, I've just been serving. God doesn't hear me. No, God is saying you are sowing seeds, but speak to the seeds and say, seed, I plant you and I call in that loved one. Seed, I plant you and I call in that finance. Seed, I plant you and I call in the life change, not only in me, but in my family. You know, the scripture says that one sows the seed, Apollos waters, and God brings the harvest. Are we talking about giving? No, I'm talking about sowing. Because sowing isn't just about finance, it's sowing of our life. Yes. I love what Paul said. He said that we would be a living sacrifice. It would be a sacrificial understanding of, hey, every day I want to serve you. Every day I want to fund the kingdom. Every day I want to wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for the breath in my lungs that I get to serve, that I can serve, because by giving, I get. In Mark 2:17, it says, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. So if you're in a location, you're asking, well, what is in it for me today? Well, all the things I just said. Blessing, understanding, grace, favor. God has something more in store for us. But when we are disconnected, if I say, hey, I'm going to take this off the board, how many understand there's now a void? And when we take ourselves out of the equation, we say, two plus, wait, there's nothing to plus, and then we can't equal. No, 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 we gotta put it back. We gotta get it back in place, because when it's in place, the picture comes together. That's how we reach people. That's how we build churches. That's how we create life change. That's how God says, use your life to change your life. If you want life change, sow life change. Whatever you sow. Whatever you sow, you'll reap. Isn't it crazy we sometimes know what to do, but we just kind of don't do it? Maybe just me, you know. I'm like, I know what to do. I know how to have six-pack abs, okay? I'm wearing a heavy coat, so don't load. Do I have them? No. Have I had them? No. Yeah. Maybe. If you ask me, yes. If you ask my wife. Anyways. But you got to bring your kids along. You know, I love when I see parents serve with their kids. I think about the Hopes out at RPC. I think about Dom at our Sunset Hills location. He's always got his son with him serving. I think about Avery and Kobe. And Kobe grew up in church, and now he's playing basketball under a scholarship. And when I talked to him the other day, man, he's just so ecstatic. But he's always at church. Why? Because he knows the fundamental aspect is that he has to build it on the church. Did he come up with that on his own? No. You know how he found it? He had a drug problem. He got drugged to church, drug home, drug back to church, and his parents understood that this is bigger and better than anything, because if they don't understand their purpose, they will try to find it somewhere else. Come on, anybody with me today at every location? But whatever you give, it will be given back unto you. And I love the if you keep going in that scripture, it actually says pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's never for less when you start giving unto God. It's always for more. It's always surplus, or it always causes you to prosper. Number three is this: anyone can lead, but true leaders serve. John 3:30, it says, he must become greater and I must become less. See, so many times we go, well, if I'm serving, I'm not a leader. No. I think true leaders are the ones who choose to serve. Because people who say I'm a leader, I would say John Maxwell says that's a positional leader, and positional leadership never gets you anywhere. But when you say, hey, no, I'm here, I'm in the trenches, that leaders don't go first, they go first and last, that they're willing to go get here early and they're willing to stay late. They're willing to do what it takes to do it, and they're willing to play their part. It makes me think of Mr. Waterman here. If you're in West Palm, you would see these big, huge camera stands that they didn't just come out of nowhere. We actually didn't buy them. We had these Bobo little stages, and one of our guys said, hey, have we ever thought of making better camera stands that would deconnect and have hydraulic lifts, and it would make it easier because this location is a load-in, load-out location? And I'm like, man, I don't know what that would cost. He's like, oh, it wouldn't cost us anything. I'll do it. I have the skills. I see the need. I'll put it together for us. And I thought, okay. But what I love is that he knows the part that he plays, and he knows that this is where he fits. So many times, though, if you're at a location, you can feel like if you're in the background, I play a small piece. Nobody sees me. Nobody maybe tells me thank you enough. Nobody affirms you enough. But I want to tell you from stage today, thank you for every single person that serves, from the background to the foreground, from the parking greeting ushers to media, video, kids, setup, teardown. We couldn't do it without you, because if we didn't have you, technically they are a cornerstone or a piece of the puzzle which helps bring the puzzle all together. The dream team is one of the most important pieces of this, because it's a corner that holds together the church. Without the right cornerstones, not only in Jesus, but being plugged into the dream team, we wouldn't have a church to stand on, because our staff couldn't do what everyone does. But there's multiplication through plug-in. And the enemy will tell you, though, your part is too small. But I'm telling you, if you are a small piece, you have big impact. Because just like Liam said, Daddy, there's a couple pieces missing. It's not complete. Sitting in a location today going, they don't need me. You're the person I'm talking to. That's right. It's not the person you're left and right. It's you. You may not said it out loud, but you're thinking it. Well, could they really use me? They don't know my past. Hey, the scripture says that he came even when you were yet a sinner.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where we are. Don't wait to clean up to come to Christ. Come to Christ and allow him in the right community to clean you up. But again, small piece, big impact. Number four, surround yourself with people who can help you stay connected. It is so important to have the right people, because when you have the right people in place, you can keep adding to the puzzle. Some of us, we want community, and you're looking in all the wrong places. Man, I'm looking for a husband. Where you been looking? Man, I've been going to the bars. I've been going to concerts. I was even outside of Walmart with a sign that said, I need a husband. No, wrong places, okay? And it's definitely not findafish.com, all right? So the right community will be found, and you get on a dream team, you'll have community. You get in a connect group, you'll find community. And so the missing piece for community is actually found in getting plugged in and serving and using your life to change a life. Proverbs 27:17 says, and as iron sharpens iron, so one will sharpen another. Right. Ecclesiastes 4:12, it says, and though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two withstand him, but a threefold cord is not easily broken. We are stronger together. But can I submit this? If serving is beneath you, leadership is beyond you.
Yes.
Nah, I don't need to serve. I'm too busy. You know, that's not for me. So you're telling me you're not like Jesus. Jesus said to be like him, be more like him every day. Love people like him, serve like him. He was the ultimate sacrifice, but he also was the ultimate example. And so if we are walking just like Jesus, we have to serve. But many of us were serving, or we were serving, and we fell out. And I think what has happened is we've forgotten the value of it. Now, if I had a $20 bill, I saw this illustration the other day. This guy said, hey, do you want this 20? And this girl said, yes. Crumbled it up, threw it on the ground, stomped on it. It got all dirty, got all nasty. And he picked it up and he said, do you still want it? And she said, yeah. And he said, why? She said, it's 20 bucks. Doesn't matter how wrinkled, how dirty, how misformed, it is still $20 because she knew the value of what it was. Can I tell you today, you are a piece in this puzzle. You have value beyond any you can understand, and God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. If you would just say, hey, God, I'm here. Use my life to change a life. That no matter what stuff has went wrong, God has a plan if you will just stay faithful. Stay faithful, don't quit, and I'm telling you, God will win in your life because he who promised, the Bible says, is faithful. Come on, anybody believe we serve a faithful God today? That his promises are yes and amen. I still got some of y'all thinking, I'm trying not to say anything because I'm the guy who didn't brush my teeth. But how do you find where you fit? A few things. Leaders go first. You get involved. Be what you want to see. We don't have to, we get to. I don't have to serve, I get to serve. It's a joy for me to serve. It's a joy for me. Before I was ever on staff, I was serving. I was in facilities. I joined our setup team because I love building the local church. And one of the things I told our pastors is I said, hey, wherever you want me, that's where I want to be. Where's the need? I want to fill it. But you got to be careful asking and saying that. Because then you go, oh, you need me in parking? Oh, you know what? I'm busy till next Thursday. Oh, kids? You know, that's not my ministry. If you're going to fill the gap, fill the need, you got to have a willing heart. You can't just say it. You got to do it. But God will bless your willingness. Another way is connect groups. Get in the dream team like I just said. Maybe that is parking, ushers, greeters, kids, setup. Maybe some of you at all locations feel like, man, I feel like I'm called to ministry, but maybe you're in construction or you do plumbing or you're doing rehab stuff and you're like, man, I don't know, could I ever be in ministry doing what I do? I get my hands dirty. Listen, you're never more like Jesus. He was a carpenter. Come on, somebody. Like, come and do facilities, but not just that. We're actually hiring in facilities in St. Louis. So maybe you've been wondering, man, I would love to do ministry one day, but it's a way of doing ministry that maybe you never thought possible. Another thing is coming up, as you saw, we did invites at the beginning for Easter. But not just that, we are doing reach days. Next Saturday, we're going to be reaching, passing out in Florida alone, 8,000 to 10,000 invites. We're going to go. You can come be a part of that. Help us reach our cities for Jesus. Yeah, come on. Every location is being a part of reach day. Maybe you're online today. You can click share. You can go and actually click that you're interested or going to one of our Easter or Good Friday services, and it'll populate to your Facebook. I want to encourage you to share the content we have and encourage people to come in. The scripture said, go to the highways and byways and compel them to come in. Tell people you're not going to want to miss this. So reach Beautification Day. And actually, you can sign up for those on our app today, or you can sign up if you just go to faithchurch.com there on the homepage. You know, but what's funny is just with every truth we have, the enemy will come with lies. I want to give you my last 4 points. 4 lies we listen to about serving. See, you can't believe everything you think. So therefore, we have to stop listening to ourselves and start talking to ourselves. What does that mean? The Bible says to take every thought captive. Every thought. So you can't just listen. You got to tell yourself what to think. Again, don't look. But I know how to lose weight. I know how to have abs. But I also like Girl Scout cookies. Come on, can I get an amen to Girl Scout cookies? Okay, I'm just saying, if you got any Thin Mints, hook your boy up, okay? I'm still in bulking season. No, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. And so number one, one of the lies we tell ourselves is I'm not good enough. Or I don't fit. We have to stop underestimating the strengths we already have. Isaiah 41:10 says this, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxiously looking about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It's amazing that we have a strength within us, but we start going, no, I don't know if I have what it takes.
They don't know my past. I don't know if I qualify. No, I'm telling you, everybody qualifies. Come on, you need to serve. You need to be a part of this thing. And you have to say, you know what? I am good enough. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've said that salvation prayer. Baptisms are coming up. Your next step is baptism. And I'm telling you, when you go down and come up, all old things are passed away and all things are brand new. But you got to believe it. You got to receive it and say, you know what? I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am good enough. He said, I'm a king's kid. But we have to believe it. We can't keep listening to what the enemy's saying. The second lie he tells us is, business owners have heard this. I deserve more credit. Isn't it amazing how much can be accomplished if you don't care who gets the credit? I was thinking about this the other day. I'm going to tell myself. We were going into a meeting. I was talking to a team member, and we were going in, and I was like, oh, I had a good idea. Hey, I saw this. I don't think anybody saw this. You should say that. And they're like, oh, I'll just say you said it. I was like, no. You say it and just take the credit. I don't need the credit. We go in the meeting. He says it and everybody's like, wow. And I thought, yeah. He's going to give me the credit. He didn't give me the credit. I was like, what? Bro. You know, afterwards, I'm like, I'm going to text the team and be like, you like that? Yeah, set him up for a home run. You're wondering, did I do it? No, I didn't, but I thought about it, okay? We all think through, man, I deserve more credit. I want the credit. It's the flesh on the inside of us. But if we take too much credit for when it's going bad, we will surely take too much credit for when it's going good. Look at all I can do. Look at what I can make happen. No, I'm telling you, it's the grace that abounds in you through God and Jesus Christ, that the favor is upon your life, well, not only with God, but with man. And with God, all things are possible. I don't deserve the credit because all credit goes unto him.
That's right.
If I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, that means I am embodying that and the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me in the way I should go. It wasn't me who said it, it was the Holy Spirit who said it through me.
Right.
Thank you for the unctioning of the Holy Spirit that helps us make us look smarter than we are. But it makes me think of Don Bates at Royal Palm. Maybe if you're in Florida, you've gotten a call from Don. Don actually makes maybe every quarter a good 1,000 to 2,000 calls to our church here in Florida and helping tell people, hey, we love you. We see you. Thank you for your serve. Thank you for what you do. Because we don't just want people feeling like, hey, I'm serving. We want people to feel loved. We want them to feel seen. We want them to feel affirmed. And Don, when he came in, he started greeting and he's like, man, I love this, but I don't feel fulfilled. And we started plugging him into this. He's got a pastoral heart. And next thing I know, I'm talking to Don and watching people come up and go, who is Don? He called me at the right time. And I'm like, Don, come here. Hey, this person was crying. And then Don's crying. And I'm like, ah, look at this. You know, I'm not even a crier. You know, I'm like, Don. No, I really did cry. When something like that, man, it just touches your heart. Seeing people plugged in going, where do I fit? And when you find them where they fit, they make bigger impact than even they could imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That not only did he need it, but they needed it. And again, what happened? He found where he fit. Makes me think about somebody that's kind of in the background at Earth City, Brian Nagel. His wife's on staff. Sometimes when your spouse is on staff, you can feel like, hey, man, I'm in the background. I need credit. But Brian is one of the hardest working dream team we have. Come on, can we give it up for Brian Nagel at Earth City today? And it makes me think of Trey and Ashley Pfluger out at Weldon Spring. You know, Ashley actually just came on team, but Ashley and her husband Trey have been serving faithfully at Weldon for so long and making a huge difference. But sometimes you can be like, my part is too small. But their part is making massive impact. So one more time, can we give it up for Trey and Ashley out at Weldon Spring? But all of these people answered the question and found, where do I fit? Last 2 points. It's all on me. No, we is better than me. Again, if you're serving alone, pull someone alongside you. If you're feeling lonely, get into community, get into a group and help pull people in. Number 4 is this. We all tell ourselves this. I said it throughout the whole message, but it's so important. I made a point. Is my part is too small. I had someone text me last night from our Earth City location. They were at Sunset and they're like, man, I identify with that. Sometimes I feel unseen, and it's not because they're not getting affirmation, but they just sometimes feel the enemy will come to you and tell you your part is too small. And can I tell you, no part is too small. Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, work wholeheartedly
as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Makes me think, I was going through, you could say, working on my testimony in college, doing a lot of crazy, stupid things. And I remember I walked into Sunset one day having these thoughts of suicide, thinking, man, will anybody miss me? What will it look like? Man, I just don't feel fulfilled. I'm making a lot of bad decisions. And the enemy just had me because I was alone. And I walked in and sat under the balcony one day. I'm in all my baseball gear and I'm trying to blend in. Don't want anybody to talk to me. And this guy texted me and he said, hey, I see you. I love you. I'm here for you. That one text, which could seem small to him, he had no clue what I was going through, but it made a massive impact in my life. And I want to be that for somebody today. And maybe you walked into a location and you're feeling insignificant. You're going, man, do I really fit into this puzzle? I'm having all of these thoughts, but I want to tell you today that this is your text to say, I see you, God sees you, God loves you, that you're not insignificant, but actually, you're the corner piece we've been looking for. Yes. Yeah. And many times we say, man, my puzzle is incomplete. Well, our puzzle is incomplete without you. Right. See, Jesus will save you, but the right people around you will help keep you saved. Jesus had saved me. Jesus did save me. But the right people in my life held me grounded to say, hey, don't let the enemy capture you in that stronghold. Take back those thoughts captive that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. But my question is to you today is, are you ready to complete the puzzle? If you're the missing piece, again, at the beginning, my son, we were putting together this dino puzzle. I'm coming over here. I haven't really went to this preach cam. I like this camera. At the beginning, I told you my son and I were putting together a puzzle. And when we put together the puzzle, not all the pieces were there. But before we left for school, he said, Dad, we got to find the pieces. It's incomplete. So we searched and searched and we finally found them. And he said, Dad, here it is. Here's the piece. I said, where does it fit? He said, Dad, it fits right here. And can I tell you today, I feel like that's a story for you. That you've been asking, Dad, Father, God, where do I fit? And he said, hey, there's the piece. And you fit right here. That you're actually a corner piece. That your piece is bigger than you think. And I want to speak to somebody today to tell you that God's blessing is enough. That his plan and his purpose for your life. I'm telling you that God loves you. God has you. That you're not insignificant. That one thing, there's one step away from stepping into the blessing that God has. So I want to pray for you today. And I want you to know that your part is big. It may feel small, but it's bigger than you could ever imagine. So Father, I pray over each and every person today under the sound of my voice. It's Sunset Hills, Earth City, Ferguson, Weldon, RPC, West Palm. God, maybe they're watching this on a rebroadcast on YouTube or the podcast, God, that I know there's no distance in prayer. But God, I pray for them today that maybe they feel insignificant, that there was a gap in their heart or their mind, and the enemy's been telling them, this isn't a place where you fit. You don't fit in church. Church isn't for you. You know what you've done, but I'm here to tell you today that God's grace is sufficient for you, and it covers all things that he said even when you were yet a sinner, that he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for you. That when he did that, we'll celebrate it at Easter, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. But he didn't only die, he resurrected to bring you life, to bring you the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. So why not use your life to change your life? Why not use your life to make impact in other people? And Father, I pray over your people today, and I thank you for the blessing on their life. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will lead them and guide them in the way they should go, and they will not depart, and their family will not depart, and they will be stronger than ever before through this open door in 24 in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, and everybody said amen. Come on, and everybody said amen. And amen. So what's left? Well, you fit. You fit here. This is where you fit. Today, join the team. Go to Growth Track. Jump on that website or on the app and click on Reach Beautification. I would love to see so many people. I hope we have our biggest Reach Day and biggest Beautification Day than ever before because we're preparing our house for people. When you expect people to come over, how many know you clean? You get ready. At least my wife does. Man, she really gets it going, you know? But then not only that, once you get it ready, you want to go invite somebody to come see all the hard work you did. So I want to encourage you, make sure to join us. And speaking about that, when we do these things, This next story actually puts a bow on the message that I shared with you today, because when you serve, you help impact people just like Danielle. Check this out.